So in today's sermon, through lack of music stand, we are here with a lectern, but I'll do my best. I've never delivered a sermon before, and today won't be the first time. Hello everybody. Most of you now know me, I should think. I'm Jim, a standard musician from time to time, stroke auditor in the meantime. So I save all my smiles for when I'm doing music, which is unsurprising. So Lucy's not with us today, so I'll be taking the rehearsal. We've got loads of fun things to do. So without further ado, let's stand up and get warmed up. Okay, so let's just start with a patter from our feet, all the way up. Can we go to this side? Mini round of applause already. And this side. Excellent. If we just massage the front of our face, hopefully you've all cleaned our hands recently. Okay, the back of your head. It's really important that you don't do this half-assed. You really do give yourself a proper sort of rub at the back. And then to the side of the neck, obviously not the front, because we don't want to shake ourselves. Brilliant, okay. And just if you can rub the cheeks and then use the back of your fingers to do the same thing. And you see the difference, it makes the cheeks a bit more bouncy this way. And that's how we want to keep our singing the whole time. Excellent. Just start chewing on a sticky toffee pudding. Or the tuna from lunchtime. Excellent. And can we just have a vocalised yawn? Start higher and finish lower. Even lower and even higher, or even higher and even lower. Brilliant. Excellent. So we'll do a similar thing, but this is going from bottom to top. But I always quite like to do this. You might have done this with me before. And it's sort of a slingshot idea. So we're going to pick up our slingshot. Anyone here got a slingshot? Not Wyndham, I hope. Here we go. We're going to go. Oh, wee! Just throw it away. Okay, here we go. And.
Oh, wee!
Exactly, and one more for good measure. And.
Oh, wee!
Good. Excellent. So here's a G to a C upwards. I love to sing. That's what most directors do. I do it a lot as well. But actually, you know, it sort of loses its effect after a while. So something that's going to make us really happy is, it's light outside. Okay? Okay. So go. And.
It's light outside. It's light.
And I thought how nice it is outside. And I thought, well, how, as a sentence, it's light outside. Loads of diphthongs and all sorts. So actually, I might use that one every summer. So see you next year. Okay, can we have a C, please, again? Da-ba-da-ba-da. Okay, you might know this, but just humour me. Three, and.
Go.
Da 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 So with all of these, we've got loads of energy. So first we go like this, go. Did that one breath? Okay, so give me loads of character, loads of energy to each of these. We'll do it still together. Three, out. Tenors, basses, here we go. Now you may not have noticed I brought the outdoors off way too soon, but actually, it was great fun. Have a seat, well done. So, let's go page 20, slightly different mood change. This is, have you all got the same Summer 23 booklet? Yeah, page 20 in that. Be Thou My Vision. Have you got that as well? So, I don't think you've looked at this. You may have done this elsewhere. Beautiful Beast by Bob Chilcott, who is a wonderful bloke, amongst many things. So, altos, tenors and basses, if you just take a silent holiday, and what we're going to do is our sopranos and I are going to work together on the opening. So, if you just listen to your melody with something fun underneath, from straight in on bar 5, just have a little listen. I won't even try my falsetto this evening. You'll be pleased to know. Okay? Straight in, just on a nice R. Two, and. Brilliant. Now try that one once more. That was really, really good. Once more, and let's see if we can be really on the beat. Okay? Almost ahead of me. Two, three. Thank you. do that last page once more. So from bar 15, the last bar of the first page, sounds like this. Great. So we'll just go straight in on bar 15. So 2, 3. How wonderful are our sopranos? They're great, aren't they? So, when you get these tied quavers over, so for example, bar 16, we have night. Now, you didn't do anything wrong. This is giving you a forewarning that we're doing a full, I'm going to do a full quaver length. Whatever you get from someone else, it's closer to them. But I feel like I've written in there for a reason. So by that, we're going to be going 2, 3, night. And sort of really feeling that T coming on the offbeat. And the second thing is poco writ. On the penultimate bar of that top system. Poco writ means a little bit slowing down. So that can mean anything, really, to be honest. So just make sure there's a bit of a pull-up. I like to do a wiggle, and that helps me. Great. Shall we enjoy the soprano's performance? Shall we get it? Stand up. So you can try and put some words to it now, if you feel comfortable with doing that. And if you don't, just carry on with ours. So straight in for the very beginning. Wonderful. So the only thing I want to work on really with you there is that length of heart and art. And sadly, you can't get away with it because T is quite a loud consonant. So can we just say the words, please, from the very beginning, in time, okay? So if you're not sure where to put the T, I'll make it really obvious by looking like a fool, like that, okay? So straight in, just speaking the words. In time. So from be thou, 2, 3.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
Yeah.
But not to me, say that thou art.
Okay, we're a bit late, but you got to feel it. Just say, art. 2, and.
Art.
Still a bit late, but that was better. Okay, once more. Art. 2, and.
Art.
Yeah, exactly. We're really getting there. Well done. You've set a wonderful precedent for the rest of our choir. So, basses. Have a little listen to our lines when they come in on this wonderful A flat. Just have a listen. Try that for me. There we go. Just on an A. 2, 3. Optional T's there, that's good. Okay, that was really good. Tenors, this is our line. Just listen to that once more, because it's a bit of a challenge, the first bit. Okay, just do that for me. Just do an R again. 2, and. Great, put our tenors and basses together. So, two, and. Altos, let's have a little go at our line, waking up from our holiday. So it sounds like this. One. Okay. Let's see if we can go straight in. You put a la now so that every note is clear. La, 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 la. Here's your first bar, just once more. One. Exactly. So one, so three. So, two, three, one. Yeah, so that's lower than you expect. It's a full fifth. La, la. So just do la, 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 and go. Great, well done. It's all very exciting. So, sopranos. Waking back up here, and our line goes like this. Two, can't get it wrong. Can't get it wrong. In fact, we're going to put you straight away with the rest of the choir. See what we've got. Sitting up straight. It's always fun doing that one, because then you see how many people work. Here we go. So, two, and. So when we get this entry, altos, this is what we hear from our colleagues. We go, yeah. So we hear those C and E flats, and then we have to come in on the A flat. Hear that again with the sopranos, and then your one. Okay, let's do sopranos and altos together. Two and. That was much better. I'd need a bit more from you, because at the moment my falsetto is out dynamic you. You don't want that, trust me. Okay, once more, two, three. Nice and bright. This is great though. Can we go sopranos from Thy Presence, My Light, at the top of the page? Okay, so one, two, three. Amazing. The offbeat T's are rubbish. So, here we go. Let's all speak, if we can, from our entry. Okay, so this is the middle system of page 21, I suppose. So, bar 24. We're just going to speak all of our rhythms and just show me that you know where the T is. Okay, but I'll give you an example. It goes heart. Okay, you've got to really feel that. And if you need to tap along, you go, heart, and you can place it. Okay, so speaking, there's loads of energy in our voices. Straight in, so two, three.
Be now by vision, O Lord of my heart. Be blessed, but not to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day.
Good. Well, that was a lot of fun. What I don't understand, and all choirs do it, the CVSO chorus does it, I'm sure that Armin & Co and Tenor Bray probably do it. Whenever you speak, all of a sudden, I mean, I don't know about you, but I won't speak. Be thou mine. Really do feel like I'm delivering a sermon here. So, can we do the same thing, but can we just times a million? Actually, a million times zero is still zero, but can we just add? Can we add a million to our energy and our speaking voices, and maybe the T's will fall in the right place? That's point number one. Point number two is, as soon as you are very proud of yourself at getting the T in the right place, you then forget what happens immediately after. So can we have art, be that? I'd be really proactive with that. Let's do that once more. Let's stand up. Maybe that will get the energy going. Okay, still speaking, but as though we're singing, okay? And remember, when we speak, I speak like this quite normally, those of you that know me. I tend not to speak like this, okay? So here we go. Straight in, speaking. Two, three.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be yes, but not to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and
what's this for?
Night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence, my love.
Great. Two, three, one, two. Great. Well done. Have a seat. So, the T's were excellent. The next thing to work on is that I'm getting a couple of extra crotchet beats going on from the sopranos. So, both waking and sleeping, thy prayer. Okay? No more crotchet beats there. So, middle system, making sure that we're all doing a dotted rhythm on waking and sleeping, thy prayer. Okay? The next thing is that we tend to have a bit of, I feel like I'm in a rainforest on presence, my light. Okay? So, or what was the Garden of Eve? With the snake there. So really avoid the snakes, please, okay? That's really important. So, let's do some singing, shall we, while we're here? I want loads of alto on our end too. Okay? So straight in, sitting up straight. On their own from your 32, okay? B loud. Okay. Straight in the tenor. No talking, thank you. So straight in the tenor. Do and. Melody slightly different there. Just listen to that entry. Okay. Can we just do from just that far? So, two, three. Yeah, just go. I'm really not a tenor, but just do that for me. And. Good, we can go straight in on best, just make that.
Best thought in the day.
And.
Best thought in the day.
Spot on, brilliant. Let's carry on. So let's go, well, go back to 32 again. And just give us a nice rendition. And.
Be thou my best thought in the day.
So, here's day and the night, just listen. Okay, just sing.
Of waking,
just do that for me. And.
Of waking.
Brilliant, it's a G, wrapped on G. And we'll do it once more. And.
Of waking.
Good, day and the night. Beginning of the line, and.
Day and the night, awaking.
Carry on.
That's evening.
Good, that's very good, okay. So just do that once more for me, from day and the night, to, and.
Day and the night, awaking.
And
sun's my light.
Okay, here we go. So just we have presence my light. And
presence my light.
Exactly. Well done, tenors. Can we add the basses and go from 32? That'll be a nice big break. And. For that major third, D flat to an F. So day and the night basses, we go.
Day and the night.
Okay, just do that together. So two, three.
Day and the night.
Okay. So that night is shorter than the other figures that we've had the dotted quaver, the tied quaver with. So it's.
Day and the night, both waking.
Just do that for me. Two, three.
Day and the night, both waking and sleeping. Thy presence I love.
Well done. That sounds really, really great. Have a big, well-deserved break on the basis. Sopranos, altos, we're going to go from 32. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're doing now, just now, literally, yeah. So why don't we have the alto line played to us from 32? So, one. Just do that to a la alto.
La, la, la.
So, two, three. One. stop on the G when we get to it.
La 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 la.
Is that a G? Yeah. Okay. So one. Exactly. Once more, with absolute conviction, and carry on this time. Two, three, one. Spot on. Now, at the moment, you've managed to get our singing voice to the talking voice, I don't want. So can we really just bump up this energy, show me what you've got. Now we know that line on the back of our hand. Go straight in, altos, and go. Great. Now let's add some words and be really, really strong with it. Otherwise you have to hear me. And one. Add the Spanish, I think you guys, you've got this in the bag, surely. Here we go. And. Done. Let's see. Let's not do the next bit. And there's fine if you know all that. Can we go turn up the page? Go to 24. So it's very similar to what we know. Just watch if it changes a little bit. Okay. So let's see if we can go straight in on bar 71. Okay. So the bottom of the page. All found it. Okay. And. Altos. We'll just go up to a nice la, two, three. Great, that was very good. Now add a load of, yes? Yes, so it does a splitty thing. So, I'll make that very clear. The last bar of the previous page, of page 25, yeah? Last bar, we're singing the second, the third note head in. So you see the top line is a soprano solo. So you ignore the very top line. This applies to everyone listening to this, it'd be really helpful. The very top line is a soprano solo, so we won't worry about that. And then we have a system with the treble clef, which is the big swirly thing, and then the bass clef below that, which is the smaller clef. Okay? Now on that, it splits into four parts. We've seen this quite a bit in our music. If your stick is up and you're on the top staff, you're a soprano. On the top staff's altos, our sticks are going down. So we start from the F, and then our lines with sticks down. Okay? Tenors, you know your line? Sticks up on the bottom one, and basses stick down. Now, you're probably asking, what the hell then happens over the page? Which is, we then go into something we're more familiar with, which is soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Okay? So, do you know where you're going from on that page? Yeah? Great. So let's just, with that in mind, have sopranos and altos from the last bar of the previous page. Don't worry about the soft solo line, sopranos, just do the high soft one, okay? So, two, three. Good, you're spot on, but very tentative. So just listen once more, sopranos. Yeah? Yes. 79. Yeah? There's a lot of talking at the moment. I don't know if I'm being unclear. Bar 79, last bar of the previous page. Sopranos, just show it to me. Two, three. Yeah, it's a bit better. Great. Sopranos, altos. There we go. Two, three. Stunning. A lot of you. You're wonderful. Here we go. Tenors and basses. Let's try our lines. Same place. Last bar. Two, three. Great. Right. Now, I love the ending there, tennis. Can we have a bit more of that from the off? So, be thou my. So, two, three. Wonderful, you're great. Okay, so let's stand up, go from the very beginning. Jenkins was wasn't available, so just me. Chilcot Be Thou My Vision, and we've learned two-thirds of that, so very well done to you all. Now, page 28 in the booklet. Let's get the energy going up here. I'm sure it will do it for us. Okay, now you've done the chorus of this, have you? So I've been told. But let's just see if we can get in the mood and groove of this. So, okay. So we are in. Let's. Why don't we all do the soprano line? For now, just because we love the song. I just go straight to it. So here's an F sharp to an A. In fact, you can just play us a melody, just so you just in case, any tempo you like. Good. So don't do exactly what you think you do in the car or the shower when you listen to the song. Do try and do what's on the page, but let's all read the soprano line, any octave you like, and we'll just go straight in. So, we'll have a bit of funk from James beforehand, so. Listen for our line altos. One, two. do that for me?
Yeah.
One, two. Then listen. One. Listen, and well, go straight in. And one. Great, can I have the sopranos and altos straight from the beginning? So, one, two. Everyone from the very beginning. So, one, two. Okay, can I have a bit more alto still, but it's really, really good. Well done. So keep it up. So here we go. Just listen to the so keep it up. One. Okay. Unfortunately, we're all together there. So let's just show me that as far as an alto. One, two, one. Whoa, okay. Cool. That's really, really fun. So, after that, the tenors and basses come in with a yeah. So, just listen to the so keep it up, and then listen to your yeah, and then we're going to do it. So, one. Yeah. Okay, there's your note. Just sing with that straight in. Great, nice. So then listen to the piano and we'll do it together. And one.
Yeah!
Okay, can I have a bit more, you know, sort of a bit more guttural. Okay? So, and.
Yeah!
Whoa! Woo! Okay. This sermon's getting jazzier and jazzier. Okay. Now, on top of that, we have an A for the sopranos, which is a. Can you do that? Altos and sopranos from the B. In fact, if you actually know, I'm just going to suggest you join in the yeah, but I'm not going to do that. Okay, so B and one.
Yeah.
Great, cool. You guys could be even more guttural. Can we give it some? Here we go. I will add you guys. So keep it up. And one.
Yeah.
I liked the anticipatory yeah. That was good. Okay. Okay, then, altos, we come in with quick. Just do that for me. And. Oh, I don't really want to quench this one. It's a bit disappointing, this desire. Quench my desire. You're going to feel it, okay? Here we go, here's D. D. And.
Quench my desire.
Okay, and nearly there. Still work on the quenching. At the moment, it's sort of a light smattering rather than a quench. So, let's go. But let's give it more. And we're at this. Let's go straight from the beginning. We'll have two bars in from the D major. So we're coming in. It comes quicker than you think. Desire nearly quenched. Oh, this is really, really good. Right, over the page, here we go. Now the yeah comes out of nowhere, so let's anticipate that. I mean, it's probably the printing, isn't it? So I'm going to write one in beforehand using X notepads. So if you want to do the same, literally on your note, wherever it is, if it's on an A or whatever, so if you look over the page, look whereabouts it is on the stave. So your face is your yeah, it's the one just above the lines. If you want to do a little cross note head or get ready or oh my god or turn now, whatever, do that and then you'll be ready. So after the altos have had desire to have their whatever quenched, you guys are coming in on this yeah. So quench my side. Okay. So we're just going to do tenors and basses for now. Just do that chord for me, hear the notes. And.
Yeah!
Okay, once more. And.
Yeah!
Good. Now, remember, it's only one beat, so it's shorter than it looks. It looks like full minim, take as long as you like. Yeah. But it's more of a bit of a yeah, you know. So one, two, yeah. Yeah? So let's just go. Here's your notes again. So alto, so show the desire touching. And. Great, cool. And then soprano, so you have to come in on the G. So you just follow up from the alto line, and this is carrying on up. So if we have our quenching once more, altos. And. More anticipation, I like it, okay? I feel that I've lost a bit of the, you know? So do feel like you're going to keep that going on. Alto, then we have a really funky line. So after that, yeah, it sounds like this. Okay. Perfect. Let's just do one, just listen. And one. Good. The pianist's nightmare when you see that. You think, oh, I'm just going to play the melody, it's easy. You're there like... But James has done this a billion times, so he's... Every time. Let's say that once more. Try that once more for the altos. So, one, two, one. Yeah, side, side. Okay, really feel that sort of pushing into the D there. Try that once more for the A. And go, one. Yeah, brilliant. So really don't hang about on the side, that'd be great. Basses, we then have something funny to do underneath that. So with the, if you're able to play both lines together, then we'll have it. So. At your side forevermore. Okay, let's try that with the piano. So, two, one.
At your side.
Sorry, my fault. One, two.
At your side forevermore.
Forevermore. Just do that for me. One.
Forevermore.
Brilliant. Well done. Let's just try this then from, so keep it up. Here we go. So, one, two, one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is good. It's really exciting. Okay. So, the time goes so quickly with you folks. I don't know where it goes. Okay, so the next bit, tenors and basses, just have a little listen. Yeah, cool. Just have a little bit of listen to that. One. Okay, and that's actually the basses going up, not the tenors going down, even though it sounds like that. Okay, so just try that for me, hear your notes. So one, two, one.
You know your goal.
Wow. Tenors and basses have arrived today. Here we go. So, tenors, sopranos, and altos, we have this. One. Okay. Do that for me. Yeah, they can carry on. I'm sure you can. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Here we go. Straight to my letter C. One, two, one. Well done. Just have another listen to that higher and higher altos. Okay. Just try that for me. So, one, two. So it moves really quickly. Just listen to it. And go. Good. If you let yourself go higher round, it'll actually help you. Higher round. And then that will sort of propel you into the right rhythm. Okay, it's magic sometimes. Tenors and basses, have a little go just from your Know Your Love, and we'll just carry on. Sound one.
Know your love.
Very top.
Very good.
Okay. Loads of energy, loads of pizzazz. Make sure you make me want to quench your thirst. Go. This is sort of really debunks Handel's walking bass, the poor folk. But anyway, nonetheless, go straight in. You're not moving already. Come on. Apparently you've done a chorus, so I've heard. And C, the verses repeat themselves because it's a song. So I'm quite out of breath, so let's take a break. And I'll see you guys in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody comes from there and is able to help her out, please do go and find her. And if you don't manage to find her, I will send her email address out next week, and it would be lovely if we could show some solidarity and so vocal.
Other than that, it's back to Jim.
Here we go. Right, so I'm going to take you straight from, are we in Bourneville? I suppose so. Straight from Bourneville to a different continent. Can we turn to page 64? Well, yeah, we can guess where we go. Now, fortunately, we're not doing any Swahili or any clicking, but we are doing some do's, da's, and bars. Okay? And this rhythm, I looked like a right plonker in my office today, going do 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 ba. Oh, there's everyone going, is he okay? You know. Yeah, well, I know. I really need to start doing some auditing while I'm in the office, really, but there we go. So, have a little lesson to our rhythm and notes, tenors and basses especially, from bar 9. So. And so on. Well done, James. Wow. Okay, makes it look easy. So, tenors and basses, we're not going to do the notes for now, but James is going to play them as we speak. And the point of this is to A, get our rhythm right, and B, to make sure that we've got lots of energy in our speaking voice. Okay? Here we go. So, straight in, just speaking. One, two.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, I like the energy. Right, here we go. Spellers as is. We'll take it a bit slower than that because we have a lot to do. Da 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 da. Is that right? It's worth practicing. Okay. So we'll do it at that tempo, just speaking. One, two. Interesting, okay. Probably my fault. Okay. One, two, da 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 da. Okay, so one, two. We all finished together, I think, but let's just do that once more. Sorry, it's lodged in my throat, so yeah, a bit slower. So one, two, da 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 da. That was better. Okay, I promise I don't smoke. Okay, da 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 da. Okay, just try it once more. One, two. That was pretty good. Okay, can we try it with the tenors and basses doing their do's? If you're a bit lost, just keep really listening and trying to get along board and see it will sort of mix. Okay? Okay. Ah. So my tempo now. You've got the a tempo correct, but now we're going to go slightly slower to help our colleagues out here. So, ah. Well done. Rhythm is spot on. Movements and notes are kind of amazing, so thank you very much. Can we just do sopranos on our notes? Okay, just listen to our notes. One, two. Okay, we're just going to go literally note by note really slowly. So, keeping up, that was pretty good. Let's try it at speed. One, two. Okay, well done. And then the same thing happens later on, so you're fine. Altos, let's try our notes. Just listen first at tempo. Exciting. Pretty exciting stuff. Okay, just make sure we know when we're moving. So we'll go not note by note, but quite slow. So da 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 da. Okay, so one and two. That's the fire engine, I think. Yeah. There we go. Can we try at tempo? So one, two. Yeah, well, there we go. That is obviously inevitable. Okay, so basically, da 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 da. Okay, stop. So just really feel that we've got da da, and then we've got four beats, and then you stop. Okay, you can all count to four, hopefully. Great. Let's dance those together. So, one, two. We've forgotten it a bit, the sopranos. Let's do that once more. One and two. Well, better. We'll have to see the altos, the fire engines. One, two. Great. Now, you can't tell me you don't know those notes. So when we're doing those notes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, almost for you, get excited for the fire engine, not that you've probably ever been in the studio. Anyway, here we go. So, let's go straight in from bar 9. Standing up. And we're going to do this twice over, because we've got it going on. Okay? Tempo, that was at the actual speed. At the moment I've got loads of tenor and bass, which is great, and then slightly late to tenor and bass, and at the moment I'm just lacking a little bit of volume, so really feel the one, two, da 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 da. What I would do is ignore what our wonderful tenors and basses are doing, even though it's pretty cool, and make sure that we're just going one, two, da da da. Okay, and breathe with me on bar 10, okay? It looks weird because I know that looks like the first bar, because the 8 above it means that the orchestra, or James probably, will be doing 8 bars of some fun things. So let's go straight on to bar 9 again. Anne. Okay, so listening up, let's just do sopranos and altos, ooing, from bar 17. Okay? Straight in, and... altos needs to be the brightest minor third that you've ever done in your life. And so the bottom system, it sounds like this. Okay, it sounds like Darth Vader just walked in the room, but actually we'll need a really bright minor third, and indeed major third from the sopranos, which sounds like this. Okay, we just put that together. And. Okay, another ooh, ah. Great, we have a bit more alto, that was really great there. The moment someone wants to do the soprano line, our line is this, altos. Yeah, is that you guys? Okay, can we carry on back from bar 17? And we'll carry on this time. Shakespeare, you've got to protest too much. Okay, so, you fight fire with fire there. Okay, tell us the basis, here we go. 17, that's where. Yeah, okay. So, 1, 2, 3. Because we do this thing where we get to enjoy the melody and go, oh, now I need to do some harmony stuff. Okay, sadly. So that is the last bar of page 65. So that's the basically second page of the piece. We have quiet conversation. Do do ba. Do do ba. Okay. So can we just do the do do ba? Last bar, page 65. Okay. Just the tenors, yeah. It might be worth having the basses with you. But can we add the basses for now? Because then you guys are together, and then you're all in it together going back to the melody, and then no one feels like they're missing out. So tenors and basses all on that F, E, A. I think that's a sensible choice. And I'll tell Lucy the good news. Okay? Do, do, ba, straight in. One, two.
Do, do, ba.
Great. We go quiet conversation. So that's the beginning of the line. And
quiet conversation. Do do ba. She's running in the bloody flies. Lonely wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation.
One, two.
Do do ba. I stopped an old man along the way.
And
hoping to find some long forgotten words.
Waiting there for you. Give me some of loving. Anyone in the uni chorus will know that? Okay, so let's put this all together. Can we stand and go from the beginning? There we go. From the very beginning, and can we all, everyone else, enjoy our performance on the altos from the very beginning? And these guys had things to get into the rest of the piano, okay? From nine, from the very beginning, bar nine. And then maybe have a little go at like a sort of sight read. Yeah. and then just find some places. So let's stand up. Don't be disheartened if you can't follow the sight reading. That's part of the fun. That's why I call it sight reading. Okay.
Thank you, James. Yeah.